Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, it's that time again. It's time for the often imitated, never duplicated, jazz-free indie circuit. I know, all right. I just heard all those clicks across the nation of people turning off the show. They were all like, we want more jazz. And I was like, no, I refuse. This is 100% jazz-free. Although not jazz hands-free, because I love going, jazz hands! I know in your head, you just did that. You did the little jazz hands where you... Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, my name is Mal. This is the Indie Circuit Show 170, for those of you keeping score at home, which I know you all are. And this is the radio show dedicated to bringing you music you may not have heard before. Independent oddities from around the globe and from around my computer screen. Oh, wow. Digitization, right, everyone? That's why you don't hear the needle drop anymore, because... drop. That doesn't happen. And Beastie Boys don't happen on this show either, because they would not write me back if I was all like, hey, let me use your music. And they're like, no, we don't do that. That's what they would say. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think of what to even talk about. I have a big event coming up this weekend. I'm volunteering again down at the Pinball Asylum. That's the home of projectpinball.org. Project Pinball is a 501c dedicated to, you know, putting pinball machines in children's hospitals and children's mental health facilities and stuff like that. And it's a pretty nice 501c, so you should go definitely check it out. I will, of course, keep you updated on the shenanigans that ensue. And just going down there to volunteer as like a points verifier, you know, and people say, oh, this is my score, and I'll write it down or whatever. And that's great. I will probably try to escape a little bit to play myself some pinball. I won't be competing again. I used to compete. I used to have fun doing it, but then, I don't know, it loses fun a little bit when you, try and compete at something. You know, then it becomes less about the actual having fun with something and more about the, oh my God, I gotta be so good. yeah. Maybe one day I'll compete again. I don't know. Maybe I'll come out of retirement like Jordan. Oh my God, I'm not like Jordan. Hey, here's some music. I'll stop talking now.
Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911? Alrighty then.
We'll be right back. sunshine. Somewhere the birds sing the glories of a new dawn. Somewhere sanity reigns. But here the norm is madness. Asylum of the Insane, filmed in Horoscope. See the thrilling scenes in 3D. Real three-dimensional terror that jumps off the screen and into your lap. Rated GP, you must see it from the beginning. No one will be admitted during the last 14 minutes. Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane. Produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
This is Howard Scott on the scene for TV 12. We're at the Bijou Theater, where it's been reported that a man has gone berserk while watching a double feature horror program. The police are trying to subdue the man now. In fact, here they come. What happened inside?
Yeah, we got a 1040. He's gone berserk. Gotta be just beat him.
Could you tell me what happened inside?
Is this TV?
Channel 12. The film frightened him that badly.
Oh, yeah, it was a scary movie. Ah! I mean, he flipped out just when the girl took the axe and started to...
No, Harry, it was when the guy took the razor and cut...
You, sir. Excuse me, what did you think of what happened inside? Sir, did you like the movie?
I'm gonna see it again.
I have here the little item passed out by the management to remind you that if you can't take frenzy of blood, that you better not come.
A double explosion of bloody terror, blood-spattered bride, and I Dismember Mama, rated R.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
All right, that was Space Party with Spanish You... No, I screw up every song title. It's amazing. I can read English, I promise everyone. That was Space Party is the group. It's from the album Invasion of the Surfer Men. I played Spanish Song, Gumshoe, Flight to Mars, and Beyond the Surf. Flight to Mars. That sounds pretty cool. I would fly to Mars. Although I'm already kind of thinking about, oh my god, I have a trip to Japan coming up in December. And although I'm very excited about it, I'm also like, oh my god, that's 23 hours of travel. That's crazy town. Oh well, it'll be worth it though. I'm going to try and come back with all kinds of crazy independent music to play for you guys from Japan, as opposed to all the other Japanese music I play now. I wanted to plug before I go to music, hey, if you know, if you like this this show, and I know you do, you should probably also check out another show we do on Radio St. Pete. I do a show called Asian Cult Cinema with a guest host, or a friend of mine, co-host, not a guest host, co-host, Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown, where we talk about all kinds of crazy Asian cult cinema, and, wow, there's some really crazy stuff that we review. And we also do another show called Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's not on it. That's not on Radio St. Pete, but that's just in general. If you go to bunchofdorks.com, that's the website, bunchofdorks.com. There's three podcasts on there. So let's say you're living in a cube farm day in and day out, and they let you wear headphones. Well, there's going to be about 100 million hours of content on there. So the top one is Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's a B-movie review podcast where me and Dr. Morbius basically talk about movies that no one else in the world wants to watch. Then there's a middle one called Two Dimension Podcast. I'm not on that one, but they're still friends of mine. They talk about comic books and stuff, the likes. And then the bottom one is called Bunch of Dorks. It was a 10-year show running, 10-year long-running show. It sounds like this one, but a lot more angry and cursy and drunk. So, yeah. Go check those out. Bunchofdorks.com. You'll be glad you did. Here's music for your ears.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It looks like Godzilla, but due to international copyright laws, it's not.
Then we should run like it is Godzilla!
Though it isn't.
Well, red means stop and hammer slow. Green means that I gotta go, go, go tonight.
in each lonely hour in misery. The thoughts that fill my mind concerns you only, and I wonder if you wonder about me. Your mind, and I wonder if you wonder about me.
faces that you find. A pretty face could hide an evil mind. Yeah, you let the wrong word slip while you're kissing sexy lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they giving you a number and take it away.
Only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Strawberry shortcake, huckleberry pie, C-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
The cheerleaders, an American phenomenon. These are the girls who give their all to help their team win.
Jeannie, you get the quarterback. Patty, you get
everything you've heard about cheerleaders comes true. See the cheerleaders.
Plus, on the same bill.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet, Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls that put the high in high school and the laughs in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies.
The Cheerleaders plus Revenge of the Cheerleaders, together at last and rated R.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Darth Vader from planet Vulcan. I love that guy. I'm a huge Doctor Who fan. Anyway, Cheerleader's Revenge. Ooh, sounds spooky and sexy. That was the Go-Getters. I played Hot Rod Rodeo, I Wonder If You Wonder, Secret, Agent Man, and Slide-O-Rama. Really cool band. That was a blind buy in some record shop in Austin, Texas. Landed there for a convention back when my work of where my place of employment thought I was worth anything, and I used to go to a convention that they had every year, and landed in Austin and found a record shop, and boy, I blind bought them out of a bargain bin, and boy, am I glad I did. I contacted them, and
Very cool music. Really cool guys. Nice stuff. All right, here's some... you all know what's coming next, right? Of course you do. A couple months ago, I guess a couple months ago, I got permission to play my favorite band of all time, the 5678s. So, every show, I fight the urge to make this the 5678s hour. But I always do one, at least one music segment to them, and here it is. Enjoy.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat? We'll be right back.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
It's like the Manzies. We always get our man.
Mrs. Peacock was a man?
Oh,
That's what I'm talking about. That was the 5678s I played. It was from an EP they put out called I Was a Teenage Cave Woman. I played Edie is a Sweet Candy. I Was a Teenage Cave Woman. Pinball Party. Then after the break, I came back with Boom! Blue Radio, one of my favorites. Dancing Avenue A and Blue Radio are two a little bit more obscure cuts from theirs that I just dig. So, okay. Yeah, I better put some music on. Okay, I will try to get back to say goodbye, but if I don't, goodbye. Here's some more music, and I'll be right back.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody!
Changing. by spirit song, carried me away for long and far away. Contemplate to love this life I'm here to make. Embrace today.
Rocky.